John Bruner.
Far too many politicians have failed us. They continue to spend away our future and more.
See Brian Hill at www.usedjewelrybuyer.com. For selling your gold and silver jewelry, U.S. coins, and sterling flatware, go to usedjewelrybuyer.com.
Hi there, it's Frank. For all the dumb things I've done in my life, there have been plenty of them. One of the smart things I did is I started saving money in my late 20s. I was now 27 or something. It wasn't much, but it was a start, and it got me in the habit of paying myself first, and that's what you sort of have to do. You have to decide, I'm going to pay.
Brian Hill at www.usedjewelrybuyer.com. For selling your gold and silver jewelry, U.S. coins, and sterling flatware, go to usedjewelrybuyer.com.
Hi there, it's Frank. For all the dumb things I've done in my life, there have been plenty of them. One of the smart things I did is I started saving money in my late 20s. I was now 27 or something. It wasn't much, but it was a start, and it got me in the habit of paying myself first, and that's what you sort of have to do. You have to decide, I'm going to pay.
Adults, yeah, they're not afraid of any adults anymore.
Well, that,
but when you when you can't settle for whiskey or beer, and you know they get it when they want it, they get people to get it for them, and you got to find something else. Hand sanitizer.
That's the easiest to get. You can just go in a store and buy it.
But isn't that to make it into a drink? Once you do, isn't that a lot more trouble than just buy some whiskey?
Maybe
well,
they're
if you're
young,
underage, yeah. If you're underage,
really young.
You adults, yeah, they're not afraid of any adults anymore.
Well, that
but
they
when
don't
you
wanna...
when you can't settle for whiskey or beer, and you know they get it when they want it, they get people to get it for them. You got to find something else. Hand sanitizer.
That's the easiest to get. You can just go in a store and buy it.
But isn't that to make it into a drink? Once you do, isn't that a lot more trouble than just buy some whiskey?
Maybe
well,
they're
if you're
younger.
Underage, yeah. If you're underage,
really young.
It's like something that do with food.
Yeah,
Master.
I don't even know if I can find that online.
Chua,
I mean, I guess I
mi-wa,
could. But yeah,
something.
But it's M-E-I space H-U-A. So I wonder if that's just their family name.
Maybe
or
an Asian listener, Chinese listener could call us.
Mi-wa, extra crispy, chua. Or you know, sauce on side. You know, sauce, extra sauce, or I don't know.
Well, like what's the word I'm trying to think of for the hot stuff? There's.
You mean the spicy, like General So's?
No. There's a word in
cayenne.
Chinese food that indicates it's oh man.
Oh, like caliente is for
yeah,
Spanish.
And it means you know it's a spicy. And I bet you HUA.
Oh, kung pao or something.
Yeah. Kung pao is usually something like that. Is yeah means it's hotter. So yeah, hua, the chu hua.
It's so hot.
Could be.
I think what you just said was offensive.
Yeah, I mean, it could be curse words for all we know. I mean, that's what I'm trying to get to. It could be just about anything. And you go in and you go, where'd you go eat tonight? Oh, mi-wa.
What'd you say to me?
It could mean, well, I mean, an American wouldn't be
it means you're a no-good sea sucker.
Yeah, or stupid.
There's a bunch of calls. Somebody probably knows.
Stupid Americans, it could mean.
I don't see any calls. Nobody's putting any names on my screen.
They just lit up.
We have a lot of smart people who probably speak fluent Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems to be an easy language to read and speak. Did you ever look at the writing, the Chinese writing?
Yeah, that's...
Body.
I mean, it's almost a given that
Asians
are smarter than we are.
Of
because,
course they are.
I mean, you put that language in front of an American, there's no way they just give up with their...
It looks like you put a piece of paper down, you let a chicken walk in some ink, and then you let the little chicken claws make a bunch of scratches. And that's what Chinese writing
artistic.
Looks like.
It's artistic. It's got to be
difficult. It is. It looks like a calligrapher.
Oh.
Double legs upside. I don't know what the hua means. Was the food good? You and I have talked about this. I love it.
Yeah. We're not going to mention that they don't speak.
And then, that's not
oh, so they were all making
we don't
stuff
put
up.
Stupid stuff on there.
No.
Interesting to me, this P.F. Chang's is tremendous. Okay. To me, it's probably like the greatest Chinese food there is. I've never seen a Chinese person in there. They don't work. They don't wait on you.
No.
Usually when you go in a Chinese restaurant, how you doing? You know, and I've never seen anybody in Chang's who was Chinese.
And I bet real Chinese people would almost laugh at that food because it's probably so un-Americanized, it's not even...
Well, I don't know. That's a good
literal
that's a good question.
Chinese
I wonder
food
if they
anymore.
Like...
And like Mexican restaurants, I mean, they run the gamut, you know, which ones are really authentic. And I think the authentic stuff is not quite as popular as the stuff
Oh, right, because, you know, we Americans...
And then,
that's not oh, so they were all
we don't put stupid stuff on there.
No.
Interesting to me, this P.F. Chang's is tremendous. Okay, I mean, to me, it's probably like the greatest Chinese food there is. I've never seen a Chinese person in there. They don't work. They don't wait on you.
No.
Usually, when you go in a Chinese restaurant, oh, how you doing? You know, and I've never seen anybody in Chang's who was Chinese.
And I bet real Chinese people would almost laugh at that food because it's probably so un-Americanized. It's not even.
Well, I don't know. That's a good
literal Chinese food.
I wonder if they
anymore.
Like
and like Mexican
Chang.
Restaurants. I mean. They run the gamut, you know, which ones are really authentic. And I think the authentic stuff is not quite as popular as the stuff.
Oh, right. Because, you know, we Americans want
dry eyes, dry skin, and dry hair. Dive into water that's crystal clear and easy on all pool surfaces and swimsuits.
Oh, yeah.
Convert your pool in less than 24 hours to chlorine-free Bacuacil Pool and feel the difference for yourself.
Wow.
No more inconsistent, complicated treatments. Just more time enjoying your beautifully clear pool. Bacuacil.com. Dry eyes, dry skin, and dry hair. Dive into water that's crystal clear and easy on all pool surfaces and swimsuits.
Oh, yeah!
Convert your pool in less than 24 hours to chlorine-free Bacuacil Pool and feel the difference for yourself.
Wow!
No more inconsistent, complicated treatments. Just more time enjoying your beautifully clear pool. Bacuacil.com.
It's what the judge lets them or doesn't let them know. That's a weird job, being a judge. I wouldn't want that. And lingo in court is interesting to me. Your Honor, may I approach the bitch?
Right.
As opposed to like, hey, can I come up?
Yeah.
can I walk up to you? No. Approach. Yep. It's a big desk, and he's got a chair behind it. I love legal lingo. All right. In the area of, once again, you've learned the article I was looking at. Did you know that there is a limit on how many times you can donate sperm?
No.
Really?
Now, why do you think that is? Let's start with Tina. Tina, why do you think there's a limit? And they have records that you've been in before, and you've donated your sperm, and I think they would pay you.
Well, I think it's because, I think over in England, was it? A guy who owned one of those sperm banks donated. Now he has
400
so many
kids
children, and some of them are related and
that is exactly
intermingling.
Because if a guy donate, how about Tina?
Wow. Oh,
hey, I'm going to see you right after work. I've got a commendation medal for you and an award ceremony I want to present in private. And it's exactly it, because they don't want you
starting your own race of people, almost.
Yeah, well, your own mixed-up, messed-up, fueled nut. Sometimes they say they can be normal, but there's a huge risk there.
Oh, sure.
And that's why I didn't know there was a limit. I just thought a lot of college guys went for cash and just, you know, he would go in there and donate. No, there's a limit to what
How
you can do.
How much do they pay for that?
You know what? I don't know. I heard 50
I
bucks,
think,
but
yeah,
that was years ago.
I don't think it's as much as you think it is.
And
I know plasma is a big one. Blood is pretty expensive because that's pretty
hard. Well, they pour into those TVs.
That's true.
It's funny. She sued Girls Gone Wild because when she was 20 back in 2004, she was down on the Cleeds Landing, and it was called a place called the Rum Jungle, and the Girls Gone Wild crew was there, and somebody pulled up her shirt. And they caught it on video, and then it was on the Girls Gone Wild tape, and she said she didn't pull it up herself, somebody else did it, she never gave him permission, blah, blah, blah. Well, she was, the case was, she lost the case, and then her attorney...
But they're probably,
it's obvious that she didn't pull it up. But
I don't think that person's in trouble, but they saw her mouthing the word no on video. So,
right. She can clearly be seen going no as they lift her shirt up. It sounds to me like this is a slam dunk. She didn't. But then they say it was so obvious. She was in front of the camera dancing. She knew they were there. But she still didn't lift her own shirt up. I don't know why this is a case.
And I thought that they... if someone was going to be on camera, for sure
they have to sign a release.
Yeah,
she didn't do that.
Well,
so I don't know how you can. It's all about money. The Girls Gone Wild people have a ton of money.
Yeah, they've been sued a bunch of times.
Oh, heaven!
So, yeah.
Sure.
Hey, that guy Joe Francis.
And did you see? Did you see how she found out she was on there? A friend of her husband. But they're it's obvious that she didn't pull it off. But
I don't think that person's in trouble, but they saw her mouthing the word no on video. So,
She can clearly be seen going no as they lift her shirt up. It sounds to me like this is a slam dunk. She didn't. But then they say it was so obvious. She was in front of the camera dancing. She knew they were there. But she still didn't lift her own shirt up. I don't know why this is a case.
And I thought that they... if someone was going to be on camera for sure,
they have to sign a release.
Yeah,
she didn't do that.
Wow.
So I don't know how you can. It's all about money. The girls gone wild. People have a ton of money.
Yeah, they've been sued a bunch of times.
Oh, heaven!
Hey, that guy Joe Francis.
And did you see how she found out she was on there? A friend of her husband. Stupid could this guy be? This is the Commander-in-Chief.
Patty Collision Center presents Oops to Peace Theater. I'm your host, Judith Dalrymple. This evening, we'll follow the highlight of the garage.
Oops.
A lovable neighbor practices chip shots across the driveway.
Oops.
And the negligent nephew puts one over the fence.
Oops.
Meanwhile, the lady of the house goes to the store and the wind blows a shopping cart straight into her fender.
Oops.
Ernie Patty Collision may not be able to eliminate all the oops on the road of life. Instead, they'll make your vehicle look as good as new. Go to ErniePattyCollision.com for directions, contact info, and to follow the daily progress of your repairs online. Open Saturday from 9 till 1, Ernie Patty Collision Center is your one-stop service for collision and mechanical repairs. 4823 Potomac, across from Uncle Bill's Ernie Patty Collision Center, where quality and customer satisfaction count.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. I don't remember liking homework in school or around the house. My friends at Allen Roofing and Siding would love doing your homework. Roofing, siding, gutters, and well, more homework. They've got the formula for success. The best products plus quality workmanship equals satisfied customers. Call Allen Roofing and Siding, 636-391-1117 in Missouri, 618-343-1117 in Illinois, or visit them online at aroofing.net. I'm sure you'll give them straight A's.
At Stefanina's, not only can you order whatever toppings you want on your pizza, you can even choose the cheese. Fan of mozzarella? Just ask for it. Love the flavor of Provel? No problem. Heck, you can mix the two if you like. Favorite hot melted cheese? It doesn't get any better. Stefanina's has been a favorite in St. Charles County for 30 years. They recently added a fifth location in Chesterfield on Chesterfield Airport Road. Dine in, carry out, or have it delivered. Locations and full menus are online at steffspizza.com. That's and for a free appetizer, plus weekly coupon specials. You can even place your order online. Outstanding food, large ports, and a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's favorite Italian restaurants. Choose your toppings, choose your cheese, choose the best, Stefanina's. For menus, locations, and daily specials, see steffspizza.com.
Does what you see every morning make you cringe? Do you find you made five... Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware, and if you answered yes to any of these questions, it may be time to change that old paint color. Here at Schnars, a paint and press. For a limited time, receive a $5 mail-in rebate coupon on exterior valves and gallons. So come in and transform that salmon mousse kitchen into toasted cinnamon cafe. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. For location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Hadley, John Hadley, on a mission to find the best salmon burger in all the land. First stop, maybe Cheeburger. Adam, you've tasted the salmon. You like it?
Oh, the salmon, it's great.
Come on, Adam. You wild and crazy guy. Yes. Yes, I am, Adam, and I find this to be a particular...
There you have it.
I'm out of here. Cheeburger.com. John Hadley on assignment at Cheeburger. Hans Gruber, what's your favorite burger?
I like the series.
Acting and roofing now. 314-381-3300 in Missouri. 618-281-8675 in Illinois.
With Missouri Lottery's taxes paid $10 and $20 scratchers games, you can win $750,000 and $3 million taxes paid. Play to win today.
The Big Five.